Protest organisers in Hong Kong say they're not satisfied with the latest efforts by their chief executive Carrie Lam to quell their anger. Ms Lam has spoken for the first time since almost 2 million protesters demanded her resignation on Sunday as they took to the city streets. She's taken responsibility for the mishandling a plan that would bring China's legal system closer to Hong Kong, but in a nod to Beijing's influence, she won't scrap it completely. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
There are few political leaders in the world under as much pressure right now as Carrie Lam, and she struck a conciliatory tone.
During large-scale public processions over the past 2 Sundays, people have expressed in a peaceful and rational manner their concerns about the Fugitive Offenders Ordinance and their dissatisfaction and disappointment with the government, especially me. I have heard you loud and clear and have reflected deeply on all that has transpired.
It's a far cry from the insistence she once had that the many people opposed to the extradition bill simply didn't understand it.
Some who usually remain silent, and many young people, felt the need to express their opinions. I understand these feelings. To those young people who have participated peacefully to express the views, let me say, I understand you expect your chief executive to listen to different voices.
Hong Kong's political crisis has moved into a third week, and while more protests are planned, the urgency from demonstrators is fading. Carrie Lam has shelved, indefinitely, the extradition bill that many fear would allow China's government to penetrate Hong Kong's separate legal system. She's promised to never again introduce it, if the anxiety and concern about it remains. And it's that wriggle room that continues to anger protesters like Freeman Lung.
I'm full of anger. Yeah, because I think I cannot feel her sincere apology. And also, she didn't respond to our demand in her speech.
Only a handful of protesters were out last night. Many of them, like Daniel Fung, streamed Carrie Lam's press conference.
All the journalists keep asking the different questions, but she just answered nothing.
Some of the protest groups are now pushing for more big rallies later in the week. Under Hong Kong's political system, only China's government has the power to remove Ms. Lam from the chief executive role, and her term doesn't expire for 3 more years. China's government has continued to back her, meaning for now at least she'll continue the delicate balancing act of trying to please her bosses in Beijing and the people of the city she's supposed to represent. This is Bill Birtles in Hong Kong for AM.